Oh, what the fuck?
What the?
Wrong button.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin.
And I'm Shane.
And you were listening to the podcast that is making conspiracies fun again today. The future is final.
Oh, good.
A look ahead to 2023.
Finally.
Yeah, we're going to look.
Perfect time of year for this.
Yeah, the world's greatest prognosticator just released his predictions.
Oh.
For 2023.
Not Nostradamus?
No.
Oh.
Close, though.
Okay, well, I'm excited.
This fun. It's very interesting. And who better to close out our last episode of the year with than our very good friend? He is part of Hummies VR Comedy. He's a local comedian here, one of our good buddies. Welcome back, Mark Brady. How are you?
Great, guys.
Oh, wrong one. Damn it, I can't hit through any of the buttons right. There we go.
All right, that's awesome.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
welcome, man. I opened that beer with my ass. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys.
You're back, man. Good to have you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man. This is the funnest podcast ever.
Wow, and you have one. That's saying a lot.
It is saying a lot.
Thanks. Oh, man. Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, and patrons, thanks. First of all, thank you for supporting us. Some years we've looked back at like the year in review. That's a really big thing this time of year.
Yeah.
You're a sports guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like don't like most, like the 10 best plays of the year.
Oh,
top
yeah.
10. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I feel like a lot of things have at this time of year, we look back at it.
Yeah.
I mean, even Spotify, the Spotify rap.
Oh, right.
What was the most liked song?
Yeah, my Reddit recap was frightening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that.
I know, yeah.
They're always like, you're top 1% of karma getters. And I'm like, I don't do a lot. I feel bad for all these other people. Yeah. Man, these sad people
mine,
on Reddit.
The way mine framed it was like the number of words I had read on Reddit, and then like if you lined them up, like it went back and I'm like, don't fucking tell me that.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's the like. Yeah. That'd be like if your like X videos or Pornhub gave you a recap and they were like
usage.
You could have written four novels in the time you watched porn, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I had read a lot on Reddit.
Yeah. I think they said the amount of you scroll and
the amount
I scroll was like 0.4. Almost halfway to the moon.
That was it?
Fucking God.
Dude, mine went to the moon and back four times.
Yeah, that's what mine was. Insanity. It was so.
I got mine. I was like, holy shit, I got to get off this.
Yeah,
thing. I feel pretty good right now.
Now you feel
I'm getting off social media next year. Fuck all of it.
Man, yeah, I need to do. Dry, I'm doing dry January.
I'm doing dry and February.
Ooh. And I'm doing no social.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I don't know what to call that. There's not a good. But we should do like a. It's so hard when you're a comic.
That's I know so hard. It is.
Yeah, you hit me up like 2 days. Did you get that Facebook message? I was like, I don't get on that shit. And it's like, well, it's regarding something with comedy. I was like, well, okay. Well, I guess I got to like get back on.
And this is so off the subject. We can even cut it out, but I'm sure our listeners will appreciate this. I have experienced on Facebook the last month maybe. I'll scroll and I'll see a post and I'm like, when did I become? I don't know that person.
Oh, it's like a memory or something.
But it's not even a memory. It's
weird.
I don't remember ever. My Facebook friend group's pretty tight. Like I know most people on there.
Yeah.
And I don't blindly accept people. But I'm like, when did we become friends? I don't.
Yeah. I've had that happen.
It's not
a few
sponsored.
Times.
It's not it's not that. I'm like, who is this person?
That's why I stopped accepting friend requests, because there have been a few. I'm like, I don't know you. How do you even get on my list?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, there's that. And then, I mean, I'm sure it happens with your Conspiracy Beer Me page, too, on Instagram. It happens with our hummies. Happens with my personal one, where I'm just like, who the fuck is this? And I look at him like, I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah. We had a woman I think I showed you that.
Yeah.
We had a woman that joined our Patreon just to tell me how much of a bad person I am. And then insane.
Wow.
Like, okay,
so we have a lot of
But she got a subscriber for a month.
Yeah, yeah. She paid us money so she could see we were bad people.
I'll
yeah.
take that.
I know, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's weird. On Twitter, I only have like super hot women follow me on Twitter.
Nice.
I've made that joke before. It's just a great joke.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I brag to my kids. Like, so my son, I'm like, dude, you should see this woman who followed me. But it's a bot. Okay, so I don't want to talk about the past. We're a conspiracy podcast. We shouldn't be talking about the past. We can't do anything about it.
No, that's all our topics.
We should talk about the future.
Hey, we should.
We should talk about the future. And luckily for us, the greatest living fortune teller in the world, just released his prognostications for 2023.
Ooh. Oh boy. Is this a household name?
Athos Salom.
Yeah, we've talked about him on our podcast before. I know him because we do.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because we'll talk about what the predictions are.
Oh,
yeah. 2020 was not good, but let's hope for. Oh, yeah,
this is the guy.
Check out
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, it's a very devilish Ricky Martin.
No, that's that guy from that French like live action kids show where they're all like blue and they have like weird eyebrows and face.
Looks like Zod from the Superman movie where they got broken out of the glass.
Yeah, Neil before Zod.
Yeah, that looks like Zod.
And the guy in the box in the movie Big.
Zoltar.
He's a real model. In fact, his background, he was a model and then a model recruiter, which is a real skeezy sounding job.
Model recruiter. He was not the best.
No, he was just, yeah. So he had a background in Brazil and modeling, and I guess his big breakthrough was in 2012 in a documented message. He predicted a global pandemic in the year 2020.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty fucking good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that put him on the map.
Yeah.
To his credit, if you say the most absurd shit
eventually
for decades, and then you get one right, I'll still believe whatever he's about to say. Honestly, there's got to be something
for
in
sure.
There.
Sure, and also I like his predictions because they're relatively concrete. Like he predicted that Argentina would beat France in the World Cup finals.
Whoa!
Is that an upset or is that something pretty?
No, it's just a really good guess. Okay. If nothing else, I mean. Yeah. I mean, okay. I guess you could maybe predict that. I mean, I would have just. 50,
right?
I mean, surely somebody bet that.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
but
well, March Madness, they always have the brackets.
Oh yeah,
and you know who's gonna be in there.
Oh yeah,
so even with that knowledge, it's still hard. So
true,
man. That's like that. Do you remember that one year where like these kid had a perfect bracket going into like the final four, the final game, but he was somewhere on the spectrum and it was like handwritten and like it was clear that his parents were covering for him.
Oh,
and like,
damn.
And like everybody was like, this is a total hoax, but they were just like, nope, that's just how his mind works. Yeah. I was like, no,
it's a beautiful mind.
It's like, it's a really tough. I saw a video today of like a guy wrestling and he was a special needs kid wrestling. He had some kind of thing that just his muscle. Other kid clearly just like, I'm just going to let him win. Fine.
Yeah.
And these conservatives were all pouring on going like, this kid was raised right. This kid was.
No, right.
And I'm like, so hard to keep up with what's the right. Like,
sure. Yeah.
Do you, if a handicapped kid gets put in the football game, do you lay him on his ass because you just got to treat him like everybody else?
Mm. Yeah.
Or do you give him a little. Hey,
I think that one's pretty. That one's pretty standard. You let him win that one.
Yeah,
you think that's the,
I don't think you ever punched down. Kids.
Well, that's like the story of Rudy, right?
It is. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Okay. I know that women aren't the same as special needs in this, but like,
oh, Jesus.
No, that's. I didn't mean it that way, but it's the same. All right, make sure that stays in context because I'm going to make. Yeah.
I'm cutting out that Mark loves Trump and you think women are the same as special needs people. Got it. I will put that in the trailer.
Like women, they've had these well, I say women, girls who wrestle for their state.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys, and there's one that's like a guy that was undefeated, but he was like, I'm not wrestling her, so he just forfeited. But then, like, another guy came, like, I'm not forfeiting.
Yeah.
And he just fucking crushes her. And everybody's like, whoa, that's not called for. It's like, what do you, I don't understand what.
I think that's allowed.
In high school, I was in high school, and my brother was on the wrestling team, and there was a guy who had to wrestle a girl, and he was trying, and he lost. And that guy didn't hear the fucking.
Oh,
end
that's
of
why
that
guy forfeited.
Forever. So.
Oh, because he full fought him.
He full fought her, yeah.
And lost. Oh, so that. Okay.
So there's also like there, who knows? It could have been like, dude, if she beats me, then I can never fucking hear the end of it and you forfeit. So it's probably this guy just like fucking, know, wussing out or whatever. Definitely. So then he's like, oh, well, I just let her win. It's like, well, she probably would have kicked your ass too. Also, when you're talking about like the, like you always see these videos of the a basketball, like the sports manager is like has autism or whatever.
Yeah. Then he gets in the game and he hits
fucking drops 30 on him. It's like, dude, start with that guy.
Yeah, that's all. That's always funny.
Yeah,
because then it's like
they're lights the out from just the tried point to
do something nice for the kid. And then everybody's like, oh, why didn't you ever play this guy? And he's like, well, maybe the other team was fucking backing off on guarding him. I don't know.
Well, at first they do, but then, like, you'll see it, and then people are legit trying to defend him, and it's like, you guys could have been state champs.
You could have been.
Yeah.
That one kid, like, oh, I was hot as a pistol. One kid, such a great quote. I was hot as a pistol.
Does anybody put, man, that's a long game, where you just have someone that's has issues on your team like that and just put them in the last minute every time just to win. you know what? They're not going to fight against him. Let's just let him get some dingers.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah. That's a really funny way to make the team. If you're like, there's no way I'm making this team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to fake. being a woman.
That's like, it's a ladybug.
Yeah.
So now there's going to be a lot of guys out there that fake like autism or something like that, where they just like, I'll just be the sports manager. Maybe they'll put me in a game.
Maybe.
It is a really sad state of affairs that if there were money in like Special Olympics,
oh Jesus Christ,
that people would do that.
Yeah, they would. Right?
For sure. Yeah,
they would.
Right. I mean, if there was money in the WNBA, you would see more people transitioning to play women's basketball. Mm-hmm. But there's not. There's not money in it. Money is, you know, such a corrupting influence. But
oh, sure. Yeah.
It's not at all what we're talking about.
No,
maybe
not
it
at
is
all.
2023. So the living Nostradamus is what they call him.
Okay.
He's from Brazil. I'm still not sure if I'm allowed to say gypsy.
Technically you're not, but if it's on his profile, then sure.
He refers to himself as the descendant of gypsy grandparents.
Okay. So. Okay.
Yeah,
I think Romani is the
Romani because gypsy has negative connotations, but he's taking the word back, so it's fine.
I think they generally, maybe it's just we can call ourselves that, you can't.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
The reason I point that out though is because the Romani people, there is a long tradition of fortune telling in Romani history.
Yeah,
it was never done for money except to non-Romani people. Now I looked and searched why they're so good at it, but most of your most famous fortune tellers are of some Romani.
It's probably just how someone gets good at a craft, right? You're like, you're an apprentice, right? Yeah. You're like you work for a family that's been doing it for generations, so you're just better at it.
But what are they learning?
They don't tell us.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of like the people who claim they can speak with ghosts or whatever, they go, ooh, someone passed away, but the name of N, and no one raises their hand. Not N, I'm sorry, it's an M.
M.
Yeah. You know, M. And it's like, okay. So to that, it feels like that is almost a form of like crowd work and also like you're learning on the job sort of thing.
Yeah.
But predicting the future, I don't think there's a way to
learn that.
To learn that.
I bet there is.
Maybe. Well, they say history always repeats itself. So
Yeah.
Just go back 5 years and that shit will happen again.
That's not. Yeah. I mean, there are mysterious people, I will say. I mean, some of that is what gave grounds to the discrimination and rebuke. I mean, the church was out to get them for decades because of their fortune telling. And because, I mean, in theory, like, you don't want people to listen to that versus to trust in God. But look, if somebody can tell the future, I'm going to trust in that.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, he's Romani, and as you probably talked about, you know, like he had a pretty good run there for a minute. Like he predicted the queen's death, which
I mean, I mean, I'll predict everybody's death.
I mean, but he predicted the year. He got it really close.
Also, how long ago was that, too? Because if he predicted the year, because I think that would be my first bet on who is going to die that's famous every year.
Oh, for sure.
I'll take the queen again.
Joe Biden will be dead in the next decade.
Yeah, it's Joe Biden or the queen.
Joe Biden's old as
shit. Yeah, and he's running again. It's crazy.
I can't.
He's, God, well, he's no only way. He's walking again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's not. Yeah, there you go. He's wheelchairing. Wheelchairing again.
Yeah.
So okay, he predicted that. He predicted the war in the Ukraine again, pretty accurately when it would start. The World Cup I mentioned. He predicted the COVID one. So, yeah, he's had a pretty good track record. So he just came out and said, I finally looked into 2023, and these are some...
just now.
Sorry, I just want to say, it is funny. I just looked in what's going to happen next year a week before it happens. Yeah.
And I'm only telling you now because analytics mean that it's the end of the year. Everyone's looking for this type of thing. But I predicted that as well. I predicted the uptick in looking for New Year's stuff at the end of the year.
Well, but I guess to some degree, again, I don't know how any of this works. I don't know how crystal balls, palm reading, all that. I don't know how any of it works.
Sure.
But I have to think that there is a, that it's not something that you are completely in control of. Like as you formulate a vision or you're seeing something, maybe you just see this and it's like, it's not clear yet. And so maybe just as the whatever the methodology is, he's like slowly starting to be like, okay, now I see what's going to happen.
Oh, interesting. Like it's kind of coming into focus.
Yeah. Like maybe you see like a death of an important person. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where most fortune tellers screw up. Is they're like, somebody important is going to die this year. And you're like, no shit.
Always in threes. And they talk about it at the Oscars. We did it, buddy.
Oh, he also predicted that a leader would be born on the 22nd with the 44. And that was like on April 22nd, Elon Musk spent $44 billion to buy Twitter.
Weird.
It was just, that's another wild prediction he got. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I don't always like the number ones, though, because... they always make sense retroactively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you ever just name numbers, right?
Yeah.
On the 16th, the 15th will be the 30th time.
Yeah.
And eventually someone will be like,
he's right.
Oh, my God.
He's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here are his predictions for 2023.
Okay.
First prediction. There is a new deadly pandemic.
God damn it.
Waiting Come on, to cripple dude. The entire planet.
When's that hit us?
It hits this year, and it's lurking in the most unsuspecting of places.
Is it in this podcast?
No. It's,
listen! Turn it off!
It's lurking in the subsurface ice of Antarctica.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
It actually does make perfect sense.
They've already brought back, like, thousands upon thousands of year-old bacteria back to life already.
This is what's scary.
Yeah.
Is because, like, they took, like, Siberian... or Tibetan ice sheets or something that have like been melting, and they're like
Siberia's been doing it quite a bit.
And they're like, let's see what's in here, and they're like, oh fuck, these are like long dormant frozen viruses that if these get out into the public, we have no immune system for at this point.
What's crazy?
Millions of years old.
There's also these crazy explosions that keep happening in the ice and the permafrost. It's like everything's melting and is causing these methane bubbles to explode.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So all these like. Giant holes with full of bacteria just exploding into the air in Russia.
The ice is a bad problem.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, maybe he's just predicting something that's likely going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I've read articles about this. I didn't, I'm no gypsy.
That's scary. I don't know, man. If there's something new that comes out, but yeah, I've heard that too. Where they're like bringing back virus. It's like, why are you fucking around, dude?
We've seen Jurassic Park.
I want to see what's in the ice.
The alternative? But the ice is going to melt.
It's better to do a core sample and get ahead of it, I would think.
Well, yeah. Until like somebody inadvertently ships a few ice cubes back home to his, hey kids,
right.
We're gonna make Antarctic slushies tonight.
We should start a whiskey ice company where we cut out square blocks and be like, "Ooh, it's so fancy," and everyone dies from the ice.
Oh, that's a great yeah. Isn't that crazy though? That at one point, like before everyone had ice and freezers, like they had like ice cubes in like Manhattan store windows where like ice was like that was the sign of real wealth.
Yeah,
like,
it was crazy. Yeah,
it was ice, and now it's gonna all just kill us.
Yeah. It kind of is still a sign of wealth. All those rich people getting in ice cold baths and like, I feel the best I've ever felt. I'm poor. I can't get in cold water.
Yeah, now there's these new. Have you seen those new ice makers that are like, they make like one giant cube of ice?
Sphere. Yeah.
A sphere.
Yeah. And you're like, what? When did that become a thing?
Mixology, man. That's when.
That's so funny.
That's stupid.
Like Fox Liquor Bar downtown, they have all like 32 different types of ice. That's There's a the, bar near my house that they're named, they're an ice bar.
Yalo?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Yalo's ice in Spanish.
Oh. Don't eat the Yalo ice. Yeah,
hey. I the only kind of ice that I pay for is Sonic ice.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a little
bag. You can buy a bag there.
Can
like
you
a
really?
A 10-pound bag for like $4.
Damn. Holy Some hell. Fridges make ice like that now.
They do. The rabbit God, turd ice. They're soft.
It's the best.
That's the best ice.
Absolutely.
Because it kind of soaks in the flavor, so when you eat it, you get a little.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and you're not chipping your teeth if you're
Why do I want a fucking softball in my cup of ice?
Or choking on a giant square in your esophagus.
I'm serious. What? It can't possibly taste better, can it?
No.
There is something with the ice that can be different based on how it's made.
It's got more gas in it, more O, less H.
I don't know. There's very.
I think it just doesn't melt as quick, right? I think that's the whole thing.
People nerd out about, like, I don't know. It's I don't know.
This sounds like really stupid shit to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but where it's you, like
people
it's
make
like,
a living with this shit.
I get it, man. Yeah.
Even making ice fancy, like when you said like that was the hot thing. It's like, oh yeah,
that's funny.
The hottest. the hottest thing is ice. It's water you don't need yet.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just gonna hold on to it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, someday heated water, boiling water will be.
Oh, a
hot commodity.
Yeah. Yetis, keep them hot for fucking 4 days or however long they.
So yeah, I was gonna say some recent science have found in entombed in ice a discovery of 50,000-year-old zombie virus submerged within the Siberian permafrost. French researchers discovered a record-breaking number of ancient viruses alive and able to replicate.
All right,
and our fortune teller said. If this new virus goes unchecked, suffering, mental, and material damage will proliferate death, and this virus will be known as the greatest Grim Reaper in history.
Damn, and I thought that was COVID.
Wow. That's crazy. So here's the thing. Is like, if you say it is in ice, and it just gets in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, as long as no one's around it, right? But does it get in fish, and then the fish come out?
Well, right. Viruses are really smart.
Yeah.
They look for host organisms, they mutate, and they try to find some host that will balance it out and keep it alive. And humans are pretty good hosts.
Yeah.
We're pretty good hosts. It's easy to find balance with. Yeah. We're all carrying around a lot of, like, just inert viruses.
This is good. Are they going to call it the Ice AIDS? This virus has not been seen since the ice.
See, it always does seem to come from like food, doesn't it? Like
yeah. That's why I don't eat drink
like bats.
Beer.
Bats. Remember bats?
Yeah, we were eating bats, and that looked like
they're so good though.
Yeah,
a little bat,
I hope it comes to something like extremely American, like Chick-fil-A.
So, oh
like,
yeah. Or no, what's the
that's why we Subway. Deep fry everything. So
yeah.
Subway's the most.
That's
prolific.
What does it.
We should get it in Subway.
Yeah, like, it's like the deep fry virus. It's just man, I'm surprised if like a virus just didn't like make your life better.
Yeah, how come
like,
there's no good viruses?
Yeah, where it's just like, you get this virus, you're liable to lose like, 20, 40 pounds first week, and people are just like dying to get it. You know?
All of it goes to your dick. Like, neat.
God, I ain't wearing no damn mask ever again.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, isn't that X-Men or something?
Oh, yeah.
So, there could be like mutations. And...
Yeah. That's also a comic book, but.
But
it could be like
but there's
real
life. No, right. There's no dick growing virus out there.
No.
It's like.
Yeah.
Nor would anyone ever seek treatment for that.
Unless it wouldn't stop. Can you imagine?
Men are weird creatures, man. I mean.
Yeah, it depends.
It would have to. Yeah. It would have like you'd have to get to the point where you couldn't walk was when.
Yeah, you
guys
get. No, you'd get to the point where you're buying two pairs of Jordans just so you can put a third one on your dick.
Well, and then you can start your own OnlyFans, make a fucking killing.
You'd
so
make a much. You would make a killing, yeah.
Yeah.
Second prediction, he's only had three for 2023, which again, I like.
Yeah.
It's like pretty tight
right,
set.
Yeah.
Just be good about all of them.
Is that COVID, this is the good one, COVID will be cured. little light at the end of the tunnel.
That's fun. Yeah.
He said that there will be a clear for COVID-19, and it will be found in algae.
Oh,
well, that's so crazy that he has this balance of like, don't worry, guys. First of all, lead with that.
Yeah, hey, guys,
COVID is going to be gone, but also something way worse is going to happen.
I like the shit sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Put the good stuff in the middle.
Yeah, you put the good in the middle,
okay,
surrounded by two pieces of shit.
Yeah.
So in the middle, you just taste something.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I feel like COVID is kind of gone.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, I think for us, it's easy to say COVID's gone, but we don't live in countries where they don't have vaccines.
That's true.
Are there countries without vaccines? China's like, having a huge outbreak.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they let everyone out the house.
Finally.
Like, we're going to stop forcing people to stay indoors and just let... Apparently, the rest of the world said it's fine, so we're just going to let everybody... But you made it worse because you kept them inside.
You kept them inside so long, and now everyone got it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a chickenpox party for kids.
Oh, that's right.
Just let everyone get it.
Did you guys ever do that with your kids?
No.
My mom did it with me and my brother. Like, somebody had chickenpox.
Yeah.
Someone would get chickenpox and be like, hey, Johnny has chickenpox. And you would all go over to Johnny's house, and everyone would get chickenpox.
Sounds brutal. I got it like a real American on my own from licking dirt or something.
Well, I don't even think it's a thing anymore, right?
Chickenpox?
Yeah, chickenpox. I mean, there's a vaccine. Yeah, there's a vaccine, and like you don't have to.
But you want to get it because if you don't, then you can get it as an adult, and then it's rickets, right?
Shingles.
Shingles.
But you can get shingles if you've had chickenpox. So if you had chickenpox as a kid, you're going to get shingles at some point.
Right.
What?
Seriously? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way it works. Yeah.
Why did that come from chickens?
No.
What is the hell? I don't know. Who was naming these diseases?
Yeah, I know.
It may have come from chickens.
I thought the same thing about Tommy John's disease. Tommy John's disease. Where it's like, did it come from that baseball player?
Oh, yeah. Lou Gehrig, you mean? Yeah. I was like, Tommy John's.
Man, that's like
Tommy John is the elbow, whatever.
That's the greatest line. My favorite line from you guys remember that show Cheers?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That theme song when the show ended was my cue to hit the sack when I was
a kid. That's great. Yeah. Came on Thursdays at 9:30. And
just punch yourself Woody, in the balls.
They were talking about coincidences, and Woody was like, greatest coincidence in my book is that Lou Gehrig got Lou Gehrig's disease. That's such a funny joke.
That's a great show.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Finally, and this is the main topic of our conversation. This is the big one.
Jeez. All right. 35 minutes in. We're doing it.
He has claimed that a major revelation involving Area 51 will come out in 2023.
Whoa.
Now, you know what Area 51 basically is. It is the top secret military facility. And there, since the Roswell incident, there have been numerous speculations. There was even like attempts recently to like storm Area 51, and the government was like, if you do that, you will all be shot.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is going on at Area 51, it's still top secret. Very little is known about it. We've talked about it in various capacities here, but this modern day Nostradamus has said one of the biggest secrets of Area 51 will be revealed in 2023.
What if it's something as simple as like, actually, it's Area 50. They just accidentally skipped a number. So you've been thinking about it the wrong way for years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's the big secret. Yeah.
You're not close.
Okay. That's good.
It is a underground part of Area 51. So that's one of the big things about Area 51 is that there's the surface level and above, which there's some things, but everyone says all the good stuff's deep underground.
Like S4, Groom Lake, all that stuff.
Yeah, there's all this stuff. I mean, there's all this alien technology and this stuff. Well, he claims that there is a portal, a tunnel, that leads to a interplanetary, multidimensional portal underneath Area 51.
Holy shit.
And that portal is going to be opened. He says it's very similar to the portal in Antarctica, which we've also talked about. There are people that believe there's a interdimensional portal in Antarctica that's used to sort of beam people off of Earth, you know, to outer space.
Fuck. No, which, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Well, like, it's a crazy theory, but then, of course, like they've also found like particles falling over Antarctica that are going backwards in time. And they're like, that doesn't make any sense. So like, then that's true. So, like, I will say that there is something bizarre about Antarctica. It's always been the source of a lot of, like,
and all these fucking diseases too.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
And it's gonna something's gonna come right through that portal, and it's gonna go to Area 51. Yeah. It's gonna come out. It's gonna be Stranger Things.
So he's basically saying that this opening of this portal is disastrous for humanity as we know it.
Oh, well, it wasn't good
the
already.
Shit sandwich is the worst shit sandwich ever. I feel like COVID has been under control and, like, we got it, you know?
Yeah.
So he already told us what we know.
Yeah.
And then, but it's going to be, like, completely fine. And then he's got, like, and here are the two worst things that'll ever happen to humanity ever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'd be curious to know if what he predicted last year, because basically what he's done is he said something very obvious. COVID's basically going away. The future, we could have a way worse virus. Yeah, of course. Now that we know that COVID can happen, something way worse is going to happen. And then he gave threw a wild card out there. By the way, there's a portal in the desert that's going to kill us all. But everything up to that gets you believing just enough. And then that last one's like, what are you fucking, I guess I have to be on board.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He was right about the other shit.
Yeah, the other two sound like it could happen.
Yeah, very plausible.
Right, yeah.
A Hail Mary.
Yeah, definitely a Hail Mary.
That's where the Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl.
That's right. This is him going into the fourth quarter last minute to win the game because he has special needs.
Trump is not going to run for re-election. And aliens are going to kill us all.
That's right. Yeah, it's two truths and a lie.
So something's coming through the portal?
They're going to open the portal up, and some people are going to start trying to use it to travel, you know, through dimensions.
Does the portal suck or blow?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I would have to think it sucks.
You would think, right?
But then something has to blow.
Blow on the other side, right? Yeah.
I don't think that's how interdimensional travel works.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. He also
a portal
says,
denier.
It's essentially access. Is this his quote to what everyone wants to play God or gods? It may seem impossible, but it is used and worked through the occult sciences. And he has a person he believes is at the helm of this.
Oh,
you guys, any guesses?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's a great guess, but no.
Thanks. Bill Nye. That's scientist.
No, it's not a scientist. That's it.
God damn.
Who is it?
Elon Musk.
Ah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's really been off the rails lately.
Yeah.
Which I might be leading some credence to this is he said that Elon Musk has admitted that he has what's called Area 59, which is a SpaceX version of whatever is being hidden under Area 51.
Hmm.
And he says that Elon Musk is the one who is going to open up this portal and start playing God,
son of a bitch.
I mean, it's an easy target because the guy is literally losing it.
Yeah. Well, it also ties to what we talked about last episode, how Elon Musk or someone named Elon was predicted to lead
people
the government and the people to Mars.
Mars, right. The Elon was like the leader of Mars.
And he's the space guy with the shooting cars into space. And he has the ability to get there.
This Twitter stuff that he's doing is like, I mean, plus, like, I think Tesla stock was $400 a share. And now it's like just over $100.
Yeah,
like,
whoa.
Yeah, he's getting
creamed. He's losing. I mean, he's lost a couple $100 billion.
Wow. Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, like,
good thing he bought Twitter. That money will come right back.
Yeah.
I mean, he bought it for $44 billion. I would wonder if he could sell it for $4 billion at this point.
I would not even. I think it's just in the millions, high millions that he could sell it for.
He's really, it's amazing.
It's gonna be a fire sale. Yeah.
But again, if you take all that and you're like, well, if he knows that in the coming year he's getting off the planet, maybe this is all just sort of wag the dog, kind of a pony show to sort of keep people distracted while the real work is happening. Which, to be fair, a lot of people feel that way about Elon Musk, is that he's just sort of the the Illuminati's best troll to keep people distracted while this broader plan is playing out.
Crazy.
Damn.
It's something you mentioned that we didn't talk about, which is blowing my mind. What the hell is Area 52 through 8? Where are those?
Yeah, I mean, they might just be like innocuous areas.
Sure.
I mean, right? I mean, I don't think that necessarily that, I don't think that the Area 51 has anything to do with the contents that lie beneath. I just think it just happens to be.
Yeah. You know it seems that Musk would have gone for Area 69 based on all his sense of humor I've seen online.
Oh, sure. now, yeah. Like,
it's weird he didn't go that route.
I mean, he's literally in the last year become a QAnon level conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where it doesn't make any sense unless there's some just cognitive, like, debilitation.
Right.
Or he's doing something performative to sort of distract people. I've thought through it all.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it. I mean,
well, even all the stuff he is doing at Twitter, like making people sleep there and shit. Like, first of all, people, him himself was like, oh, I'm going to sleep here too. And it's like, dude, you have 12 kids. That's the only place you're going to be able to fucking sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that is the best case scenario for you.
You have to get out of the house.
Right. So, but yeah, he's making a lot of waves and like where you would think that's not even. Why would you even think to make your employees spend the night or sleep?
Well, because he did there? It.
Yeah, right.
That's what he's always done.
Leading by example.
Yeah, so like, if I'm willing to do it, you got to be willing to do it. It's like, fuck off, dude.
But that's, yeah. I don't know. It feels like, well, that's, where's the HR department? He fired him, didn't he?
Yeah, he fired him. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, we HR have no HR.
Yeah, just a guy named Johnny. Keeps
him on a leash by his desk.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this prediction also, right? And maybe it's because what you guys said. It's like so out there.
Right, yeah.
That, I mean, it's also, even if it's true, it's buried under like, you know, thousands of yards of dirt. And like, it would never be verifiable unless the world ended or collapsed.
Right, yeah. There has to be, like, how does this get verified? Like, we can verify the other things, but how do you verify a portal to
where it's just
the
like,
stars if... It's secret. You can't.
Well, they just confirmed UFOs, right? So they recently just said, maybe it's just, okay, no one's freaking out about UFOs. Okay, also there's alien monsters underneath. Goodbye. Close the door. Lock it.
See you later.
Yeah, that's, I mean, all of it is terrifying in a sci-fi kind of way where you're just like, I think this is the plot of the X-Files, right? Like were going to send a virus back and, they were going to try to inoculate as many of us through bees and the black oil, and it was frozen in Antarctica. Like,
shit.
And many people think that the X-Files is actually based upon a, like, true story arc that...
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm more worried about a prediction that says a virus is going to come and cause economic concern, because if a portal opens up and it's the end of the world... What the fuck am I gonna do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go through the portal and you start comedy on Mars. Yeah. On Mars.
Portal comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they're not laughing, you can just blame it on the fact there's no oxygen.
Yeah. You guys come to the portal. Put your hand. How many people? Okay. Good. I see you guys. All right. Yeah.
In space, no one can hear you laugh.
Yeah. If there is another thing that is, if there's like that. Like some portal thing, and it's that I'm probably gonna not do comedy anymore. Yeah. I probably won't worry about being like, is this a joke?
Well, okay? Even with a second virus, do we care about comedy?
Exactly.
Then?
Yeah. If it keeps happening,
yeah.
Like, cause we all roughed it out, and that was hard.
Yeah.
For sure. And then we were like, all right, things are.
I'm not gonna wait for the portal to close.
Yeah.
To start doing comedy again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I did COVID shows, and I mean, I was pretty active, at least in the comedy
club. You were the most active.
During, like, pretty early on, and like, still, you know, wearing a mask in the green room.
Yeah.
Taking it off when you went up, changing stuff on the mic. And audiences, like, they were tight and stuff, and it was hard to get them to laugh, and you had to steer clear of a lot of stuff, because it just was like, you almost just had to be silly on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there's like another dimension, I mean, he had to be like, what are you? Yeah. Nobody here cares about the apocalypse. Okay, yeah. Cool. Let's drink. And like those, like, I always think about it this way. Like if you're on the Titanic and it hits the iceberg and you're like, it's going to fucking sink. There's not enough life boats for everybody.
Or doors.
So yeah, or doors. And so like, it's going to go down. Some people have to die. Mm-hmm. I feel like my attitude's going to be, well, there's free liquor for like the next hour or two.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Let's somebody's get that core temperature down.
Yeah. Like, what am I? Yeah. I'll take it for the team. Yeah. Let's go party. And everybody, you know.
But the worst thing about that is that you just start fucking hitting that mini bar and you are wrecked. And then they're like, oh, we actually have one seat left. You're like, okay, we're good. All right. You know, where are we? They're like, everyone can be saved. This doesn't have to be a disaster. Like, oh, it's fine. Son. I'm going down with the ship.
Like, but you're not the captain. No,
I am. I'm wearing the hat. It says I'm captain. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it would work for me, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think if the
oh my god, Jesus Christ!
I don't know what just happened.
All the microbes on your body are like, this ship's going down.
I thought the portal was coming out of his mouth. Yeah. I was about to leave.
Yeah, oh man, that was blow. Awful feeling. I think the asteroid's coming, and it's just like, yeah, we have 22 days.
Yeah,
and people are flipping. I think I don't think I'm flipping out. I think I'm just like,
no. I don't think I would flip out either.
I'm also 49. I'm not a young person who has their whole life ahead of them.
Yeah, but there is no life ahead of you if an asteroid's about to hit your world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Those people might feel like,
oh, like they'll feel like they missed out.
I have a lot. I got to do some things before.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't even think I would try any new I would do drugs. I don't think I would try. Maybe DMT.
Yeah, I'd do DMT right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do.
Yeah, immediately?
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's absolutely. Also funny when they're like, just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
You were only seeing the asteroid when you were on DMT.
Oh, it does not actually
exist. Yeah. All right. What do you guys think? I mean, what do you guys think about any of this? Like, do you think that fortune telling is even possible? Do you think that it's, this guy is full of shit? He has had some startling predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think.
You guys have talked about him on your podcast, huh?
Well, just the predictions, not him as a person or background or anything, but like, you know, some of the predictions before and things like that. But, yeah, God, predictions for end of the world, or just like seeing the future. I mean, if he's got a couple right on the right year, I'm gonna say yes. I mean, yeah. Who am I to say that doesn't exist completely? I don't know.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I still have to look up what my wife's phone number is in my phone. But this guy is looking years into the future.
That's weird. I just go call Dana.
Yeah, you call my wife all the time.
I do. Yeah. I don't know. Siri knows her number.
I'm suspicious of non-self-interested fortune tellers.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if I was going to predict that Argentina won, was going to beat France, and I'm like, that's what happens. I saw it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell anybody. Oh, I would just go to a bookie and be like,
oh, make the money, yeah.
Like, if you really could predict the future, I feel like first test, are you rich?
But he comes from a bunch of money, I'm assuming, right?
Doesn't he? Nothing I found made him seem wealthy.
His eyebrows look like he spent a lot on them.
He's got what I would call good genes.
Yeah, he definitely has good genes.
I don't think, I mean, you know what I mean? Like that high cheekbone kind of thing that you associate with like.
People say it about me a lot.
Do they?
No. Okay. I'm sitting here with my foot up because I got gout from eating too many sugar snacks.
No way, Justin said, do they? Really?
No, not at all.
Well, because I don't see it. Yeah. Well, because I don't always really know what that means, high cheekbones.
Oh, yeah. It means your eyes are squinty.
Yeah, I always find it very funny when people are like very, very meticulous about their birth, like
their lineage
and how prime it is.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's well, very weird to me. A little Nazi-ish.
Yeah.
it does. So,
yeah, I don't need to go back in history as a white guy too far, but I don't, you know, it's fine. I'm good. Just go tell me what happened 15 years ago and I'll be That sounds great.
I mean, I think it's possible. I mean, we've talked about this many times, remote viewing, you can see the future. Edgar Cayce, we've done multiple episodes on Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. He would go to sleep. He would basically astral project or remote view while he was sleeping and see the future and predict a ton of shit.
A ton of it.
So, yeah.
So I think you're just like, I think when you go to sleep, you just touch your finger to a timeline and you go, oh, I can see this, I can see this, I can see this. Crazy. But you have to be, you know, of a high cheekbone lineage to really.
And maybe that's in. What, maybe that's this whole thing is that, you know, if you live in a culture where when you see visions or have these premonitions, I think most of us have been trained to sort of just dismiss those or not sort of.
Yeah, because people.
So if you live in a culture where it's like, oh, you had a vision, like, like revisit that tonight, it'll come to you in your dream,
or yeah,
like something, and then if you learn how to sort of harness that energy, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of that stuff we just lost because we're too busy, you know.
Do you think if it's true though that the future is unavoidable? Or do you think like that whole problem of like?
I mean, the future is going to happen. So yes, specific events in the future but if are unavoidable. But
if we were 100% sure, like this guy's track record was like 100%,
right.
And then he's like, a portal under Area 51 is going to be opened by Elon Musk. Could we just fucking slice Elon Musk's head off?
And ooh, be like, yeah.
Well, solve that future.
No, because I think it kind of talks about like it's similar to how the conversation we had with Kenya about. Changing the past, you can't because it won't let you. So is it destiny? Is destiny a thing?
So you're saying even if we kill him, somehow that portal's gonna open anyway.
Whether it's Elon or somebody else. But then again, that goes against the idea of you being able to manipulate and change your environment based on your beliefs. So that's, and I believe wholeheartedly in that, so that does compete a little bit with that. It's almost like all this stuff's just made
I don't think
up,
the
we
future
have no
is,
proof of any of it, so it's hard to really.
I hate the idea that the future is inevitable.
Yeah.
I hate the idea that there's a destiny that you cannot escape.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess that sucks, but also it can also take the pressure off.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, yeah, if something bad happens and you're just like, it's out of my control.
Yeah.
I would love to be that person.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Justin, where it's just like, That gives me so much anxiety to not have any control over the future of what can be done.
And I'm not that person. But right. I am not. Like, people will put down a wine glass on my very stainable counters, and I'll be wiping it up immediately because I know what the future holds, and it's a wine stain on my counter, and I want to control the situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And somehow I'm crazy for this, you know, but that's how I feel about that.
What are you guys' final thoughts? What do you guys think? You think that that this guy... Well, the three. Which one? Well, I guess curing COVID's the best
curing
one.
Curing COVID's the best one.
That's probably the best one.
Hey, great job, man. Thanks for curing COVID. Now we can all fucking die.
Yeah. From another virus. I think they're all accurate. Again, like I said,
you think a portal?
Yeah. Why not? I don't know.
It's not the most absurd thing that we've ever talked about.
I mean, Skinwalker Ranch, all these things, they all say they've seen things open and come into this world. So if there's something in that general area that is doing that, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, the government says that Area 51 is a multidimensional training facility. And it's like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
They publicly say it's a multidimensional training facility, why would you describe it that way?
Maybe they meant faceted.
Well, maybe, but then why not use the word faceted? Why not be very specific?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, one of our good comedy friends, Brian Deans, he had a great bit on Trump. And, about when we got the Space Force.
Oh,
it's like,
because
Trump can't just keep a secret, where it was like, where he was like, all of a sudden Trump's president, and he goes, guys, I can't say anything else, but we're starting a Space Force. It's like, to his point, it's like, wow, shit, yeah, I guess there's other shit happening where we need to be prepared, or there's shit that has been under wraps for a long time, and then someone has access to it and be like, gotta let you know something.
By the way.
I guess I just want to know. I think that's probably where I end with all.
We all want to know. We'll know when we die.
Will we?
Sure.
Well,
we'll get read in. Isn't that what they do?
Man, that would be really disappointing to die and just be like, you know. Nah, I would just like to know. Like, if there's an Area 51, there's a portal in there.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing's a simulation. Whatever it is, I'm ready.
Well, there's a woman that became internet famous in the UFO community for like a month. A year ago or 2 years ago, her name was Anjali. She claimed that she was taken to someone's farm in that area, in the Nevada area, I think. Mm-hmm. And she was told by the guy who lived there that there's a race of aliens that lives inside this rock. Like, you walk into this door, and then it's clearly a ship, but it's organic, and it turns into rock. And it's there's a portal in there, and people are constantly coming in and out of there, the old race of people. She did a news, what do you call it when you show up and you talk? Conference? Not a conference, but basically she
interview.
Like, yeah, interview. She like showed up on the steps of the Capitol and did this very awkward interview about what was going to happen. But then all these trolls on the internet forced her to like change her tune, and she's like kind of gone away now. But I mean, people have been saying there's portals out there for years, and she, she's
yeah,
like, and, I mean, and she's she might be off a rocker, who knows? But
might.
I mean,
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's kind of like
I say that about someone who takes the under on a sports bet. I'm like, yeah. you're crazy, man.
I guess it's a sense, in a sense, like what all these podcasts are. It's like we're just reporting on news. It's phone playing telephone,
right.
With conspiracies and playing telephone with stuff. And you know, I'd like to think he's right.
Yeah,
you know. Based on all the hearsay I've heard, there are portals.
Man,
yeah, I'll buy on the portal.
Why not?
We'll buy on the portal,
especially if you're keeping it that much of a secret. Where like, we can't let you guys know anything what's going on back here. Zero, nothing. Like,
yeah,
it's like, for instance, like the military weapons we're seeing today. They're like, this just came out. They were working on that 10 fucking years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That is old technology, what we're seeing now.
In the 60s, so. The head of Boeing, is it the head of Boeing or one of those companies? He's a big UFO guy. He was like, all the technology you see in TV and movies, we have that now. He's like, the stars are accessible to us, but you'll never see that technology.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, if you somehow time traveled and you took, you know, your Android or your iPhone with you, and it got left in the past. Mm. And so, like, you know, people from the, say, the 200 AD found it or you know, 1000 AD, it doesn't matter. Like, they might know this is a device of incredible technology.
Yeah.
But how do we turn it on? Like, they don't have a USB plug. You know what I mean? Like, they don't, like, how do we battery? Like, there might be technology where it's like, oh, we have a good idea what this thing's for.
Yeah.
We just don't know how to we have not figured out how to turn it on and tune it in such a way. Like, I mean, I grew up with like televisions where, like, if you were good at tuning your television, remember like radios and like getting the antenna right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was like, there was some science or, you know, there's just something about calibrating stuff.
Finesse. Trial and error, yeah.
And so we just don't know how to operate some of these things. That makes sense to me. We've had this technology for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just now developing the energy sources to power this stuff.
Yeah. And what if the scientists are working hard and they realize, oh, it doesn't blow, it sucks. They spend all their time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Someone's like, have you guys tried this switch? It's like, oh, shit, no, that's awesome.
Oh, that's great. It says on. Yeah. Crazy. Aliens use the same words for on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to an Airbnb and, like, my wife can never get anything to turn on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like, have you tried this switch? She's like, oh, I never thought of that.
Or as simple as like, oh, we have the same technology. I mean, think about how hard it is to have the same technology and then you go to an Airbnb and they have a list of instructions on how to use the shit.
Oh shit. Oh,
yeah. And so, and then you're like, well, I know how to use a TV, but it's like, no, this, you got to go to this input and you got to turn this switch on because it turns. To your point, even having the same technology, we still have a hard time navigating that. But like, putting your cell phone in somewhere where we haven't even come out with electricity yet, that would be, I feel like, the equivalent.
Of
shit.
It's wild. And to your point about, you know, remote controls or things like that, like, I was trying to explain people at my house this holiday how to use the remote. I was like, don't push it, click it, push up, push down, do not push it. And then her hand moved up the remote and pushed a different button. I was like, I didn't say anything about those buttons.
That was my father-in-law couldn't get local TV at his Airbnb. Yeah. And he was grumpy for the entire trip.
Yeah, you gotta get it.
Can't watch nothing over there.
Who do I know to hate if I can't watch the news?
You got Apple TV. I don't want Apple TV. What is that even, Apple TV? And I'm like, it's just television.
You can watch CBS, NBC, ABC, all of them.
It's got all that. Yeah. But it's got like a little.
The Apple TV remote's the worst remote in the world. I will kill Johnny Ivey based on that remote.
Who's Johnny Ivey?
Probably the guy that designed it at Apple.
Wow.
It is so bad. The touch. The,
I like how you're definitively going to kill Johnny Ivy. You don't even know if he's responsible for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
well, he used to be the head of design at Apple. But okay. The remote, that's a touch remote.
It is
worst design ever in the history of remotes.
Especially if you're my 68-year-old father-in-law.
Yeah, he's got the jitterbug phone. He's like,
I
need big
buttons. Mad about it. I'm just like, I don't know what you want me to do because it's not my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like my wife had to, like, call the Airbnb owner and was like, could you possibly meet my father-in-law for a tutorial on the
Jesus
Apple
Christ.
TV remote?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if me and my dad would even talk if it wasn't invented for the, if the printer wasn't invented.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
We're just like,
oh, wow.
No, I know why you're calling me.
Just got to fix this printer.
Yeah, it's like, how did you even use the phone to call me? Are you calling me through the printer right now?
This guy's still using a printer, huh? He's still paying for that ink?
It was so That's funny. Yeah, real quick, there's a story where he was telling me about it. I was like, oh, how'd you print this out? He's like, oh, I went to the library. I was like, you went to where?
Yeah, you know, like all ex-convicts do. I went to the library to print stuff out.
Right. Holy shit, I had to fax something recently. I went to Kinko's to fax.
Oh, yeah.
It was like $4.29 per page.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
And I was like, hold on, are you serious? And they're like, yeah. I went to Staples and I had to fax like 90 pages.
What the fuck?
I went to Staples and bought a fax machine.
Because it's cheaper.
Because it was cheaper.
Wow. You should have just bought a scanner and sent all the PDFs as a fax from your computer.
I wonder that is that why we're opening the portal? Because ink is so expensive now. They're like, we'll just hand it to them.
Let's just
I feel like the ink guys have missed the boat, though. It's so expensive that nobody prints anymore.
Yeah.
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 Right? I mean,
and I don't even know why people are printing when you can just
what the hell?
Screenshot and
my job is to create stuff for print, and I don't own a printer. It might be why I don't get more work. But it's fuck a printer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah, it used to be so cool.
That's fun if it's just a portal to a place where ink's cheap.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yes.
It's just a discount portal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I guess that's my final thought. I don't mind the portal. I just mind not knowing where it goes. And
yeah,
it's like, you know, numerous scientists over the years, very smart people, have warned that all of our attempts to contact intelligent life in this galaxy could very well backfire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They say, don't let them know you're here.
Yeah,
and it's
like,
too late.
Yeah, and that might just be what it is. It's just like,
well,
we finally got the portal open, and we're going to open. Oh, shit. We should not have opened that portal.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah.
Now we are dead.
It's like having an ant hill, like we're the ant hill.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, we're here. Is anyone else out there? It's like, oh, the owner that's going to come out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Wants to get rid of this.
Yeah, I powered up my Oculus for the first time in like 2 years last night. And I was like, let's just, you know, rub one out. And no, I'm joking. I did that today. I was watching. David Attenborough has like really these new immersive scientific like 12-minute videos. They are fucking amazing. But you're like literally the size of an ant to an ant. And you're just watching it. And I was like, well, yeah, those ants don't know we're here. That's why they're always like, oh, aliens have been here the whole time. We just don't see them. We're just an animal like an ant, like an ant or any other bug that's like, I'm doing my job.
Right.
But someone gets close enough, or you have, you know, aliens with VR, and they're like, look at these people look so big.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think they're here, obviously. And then, but it is like being, you know, a little animal. You don't know what the fuck's going on. That's what Earth is. Mm.
Well, this is a terrifying end to the year. Very appropriate for Conspiracy Beer Me. No matter what happens, I mean, I'm going to take a month off from the sauce in January.
Too.
But we're going to keep talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
And if the world's going to end, we'll be live streaming the whole time.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. See, it's going to be a good time. We'll have to buy some cameras and, you know, stream. It'll be good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully if we do, we will have you back on to talk about
I would love to.
The inevitable apocalypse. Could people find and follow you? They want to just see you do your thing?
Yeah, do my thing. Follow me on Instagram, at Mark Brady, 3 Ys. And, of course, our Hummies, we're still doing that. Hummies VR Comedy.
Very
YouTube.
Funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very funny. We had a good time being on that show. It's very funny. I was, what was the one?
You have VR. Do you have VR?
No.
No, you don't?
Should I get VR?
I literally only use it when I'm playing games with our guys. Like, I mean, I don't have time to fuck around and find out other shit. Yeah, but like, you should be in our.
Yeah, I would love to. Dude, yeah, the one the other day where you were getting farting on people was so funny, where you're in the woods looking for Bigfoot and you just kept ripping farts. Like, God damn it. Why are you doing this? Wasn't that you that was doing this?
It's so funny. I don't know.
Oh, it's like when people tell us, like, that episode where you said this. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's our podcast? Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks, though. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of fun moments.
Yeah, you got some really fun.
Appreciate it, man.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real blast. And a very, very sincere, heartfelt thank you to all of our patrons who've supported us in 2022.
Yeah.
Stick with us for another year. Lots to come in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Or depending on when the portal blows or sucks. Just
make sure you auto renew.
Yeah.
The next month.
Yeah. Feel free to pay for the year. That'll help us out when the portal hits us all.
Yeah. Well, thank you. This has been Conspiracy Beer. I'm still Justin.
I'm Shane. And this was
Mark Brady.
Peace.